Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brittany Griner made a public appearance in a Russian courtroom Monday. Russian officials set a date for her trial for allegedly smuggling drugs through a Moscow airport. The criminal trial was set for Friday, and she was ordered to remain in custody for the duration of the criminal trial. She could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. G7 countries are set to conclude the three-day summit with an agreement to focus on the rising challenges posed by China. They're set to issue a communique Tuesday that outlines an approach to confronting Beijing over economic policies and human rights issues. 1 in 10 U.S. homes sold in America for the first quarter of 2022 was flipped or bought with the intention of selling, the highest level since the year 2000. NASCAR racing will be in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin this weekend. USA Radio News.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Monkeypox vaccines are in short supply in New York City and Washington, D.C. Eligibility in both locations was limited to gay and bisexual men. If you remember the toilet paper hoarding by Americans at the start of the pandemic, then you won't be surprised what Americans are hoarding now.
CVS and Walmart are limiting customers' ability to stockpile emergency contraceptives after a surge in demand followed the Supreme Court's recent decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. A CVS spokesperson confirmed that temporary limits have been put in place and that the company had not run out of Plan B in its stores or warehouses. Planned Parenthood has advised against hoarding emergency contraceptives. In a statement, the organization warned that stockpiling would deprive customers needing them more urgently. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
California is set to become one of the first states in the nation to glorify abortion and contraception in its constitution after lawmakers on Monday voted to advance a constitutional amendment putting the issue on the November ballot. Iran and the United States are expected to begin holding indirect talks in Qatar, with the European Union mediating between the two. The talks set to begin this morning have renewed hopes for a diplomatic solution after earlier talks stalled in March. If the talks are successful, a restored nuclear deal could lead to a return of Iranian oil to the global markets. Oakland County, Michigan prosecutor Karen McDonald and six other state prosecutors are planning to defy the Supreme Court of the United States on the abortion issue. Ms. McDonald on CNN.
I don't see that I have a choice. I'm not going to prosecute physicians for providing health care and needed procedures for two patients. I'm not going to do that. I don't think that the governor will be unsuccessful, nor do I think the ACLU and Planned Parenthood's suit will be unsuccessful. We have over 100 assistant prosecutors and an office of 200 people in a county of nearly 1.3 million people and an all-time high of in gun violence. We had our first mass school shooting in the state in my county in November. So we have limited resources, and we are not going to spend them on prosecuting doctors.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156, 800-459-9156. That's 800-459-9156, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, good morning, America. How you doing? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Paul Manafort is going to be joining us here in a few moments, talking about his new book, Political Prisoner, Persecuted, Prosecuted, But Not Silenced. He's on the phone with us now. Paul, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Good talking to you.
Well, I think this is a great opportunity for you to square the record with the American people, and I've been looking forward to this, to hear it in your own words. I mean, the American people have been propagandized. We've been kept, like, as the old saying says, like mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed all kinds of manure when it has anything to do with Donald Trump. You're guilty of associating yourself with the 45th president, helping him get elected, and the full forces of the left, just as they did with Richard Nixon. We just had a conversation with Jeff Shepard, who was one of Nixon's attorneys, and he spelled out the conspiracy that was against Richard Nixon, and he says so much of what happened back in the 70s with Richard Nixon is a deja vu one more time with Donald Trump this time around. But I want you to tell the people your story that you're going to share with us about your book.
Well, thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. Yeah, the book, it's got several, it's really chronicles, from 2016 campaign and then the whole Russia hoax situation coming, going right up till today, really. And some of the concerns I have for, the U.S. because of some of the same patterns that I saw targeting me, being part of the Biden administration. And I get into what the special counsel was trying to do as far as I was concerned. Why they selected me. I mean, the case they brought against me were on issues that frankly had been dismissed by the government, U.S. government previously, but under Mueller and Andrew Weissman, they chose to resurrect and use the kind of pressure that only they can bring of turning people to give up what they wanted them to give up. And in my situation, they were focusing on Donald Trump, how to remove him from office. They thought I was a tool for that. They broke people who worked for me and got them to lie against me, thinking that was going to be sufficient to put the pressure on me to then me give up Donald Trump. And I wouldn't do it. And in the book, right, I talk about those details in some specificity.
It's incredible, Paul Manafort, to think that our government could be so diabolical. But again, this has been the history of the left. They have done this time and time again. Every modern day Republican president has been impeached by Democrats. So no big surprise. But they really went after Donald Trump in the most radical and the most aggressive sort of ways. And so much, they were so desperate, Paul, that they like with others that they had got caught in the net associated with Donald Trump, they basically wanted you to lie, didn't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm a pretty experienced and seasoned person, and I thought I had seen most everything, having even lived through Watergate and what they did in Watergate days. But even I wasn't prepared for what I saw happening. Social media really allowed them to ramp it up to a whole new level because of the hatred that then vitriol that they could spew through Twitter and through anonymous sources when you weaponize the legal, the law enforcement system and the Department of Justice and our national intelligence all at once, which is what the Obama Biden administration did. It was like I was watching a movie, except I was the central character in a very surreal situation.
You didn't have a fair chance. I mean, all things considered, like you said, you had the power of the media against you. You had the judiciary. They judge shop. They knew which judge to take this to. And here they are. I mean, at one point, I mean, you're put in solitary confinement. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, they were so anxious to break me. They, first of all, gave me a $10 million bond when they indicted me. Now, at that time, John Gotti didn't have, you know, wasn't in that league.
Right.
None of the drug cartel leaders were in that league. But they threw a $10 million bond, but that wasn't enough. At the arraignment, they put a gag order on me so that I couldn't speak in the media. And as a result of that, you know, they would be leaking all these anonymous lies about me because Weissman understood something very clearly, that you could prosecute the case in the court of public opinion first, and therefore not allow a defendant to have any chance of freedom, especially when he's being tried in Washington, D.C., the home of the anti-Trump world. And so they threw the gag order on me. They still couldn't break me. So then they threw me in solitary confinement for a year. And it was... thanks to my faith and my family and my belief that that in the end, this suffering had to have a purpose because, frankly, I knew Donald Trump wasn't guilty. I knew I wasn't guilty. And that's the journey that I talk about in the book.
Paul, most people do not understand what solitary confinement is about. We have January 6 political prisoners that are being kept in solitary confinement for over a year. I got to tell you honestly and vulnerably, I suffer from claustrophobia. Solitary confinement could be mind-breaking and destructive for somebody like me. And when I heard that they were putting you in solitary confinement, it shook the very core of who I am because of what I understood solitary confinement to be. Explain to our audience what happens when you're put into solitary confinement.
Yeah, well, first of all, Bill, let me say, I have claustrophobia, too, or at least I did. I learned to overcome it in solitary confinement. I wasn't expecting to go to jail. I mean, they threw me in jail directly from a court hearing on a bogus obstruction of justice charge once they realized that I was going to be able to make my bail, the $10 million bail. Once they ran out of their abilities to stop me from doing that, which took several months, they then did this bogus charge and threw me directly from the court right into solitary, which, frankly, I wasn't prepared for.
What a shock that must have been, Paul. I mean, to go from that kind of transition, I mean, there wasn't something gently that occurred. It dramatically occurred to your life.
Yeah, and again, I talk about that in detail in the book as well. So then I show up, and they put me in. I was in two different prisons in solitary. The first one was in place out in the northern neck of Virginia, which was about 4 hours away from my lawyers, and they did that so that I couldn't deal with my lawyers preparing for my case. And it wasn't bad enough to put me in solitary. They wanted me still a distance away. And the room was basically an 8x10 room, concrete walls, no windows. There was a little hole in the door that they would slip the meals through but then close the latch so that there was no light. And no clock, of course. And so the only way I could tell time was by when the hourly checks of the guards would open the latch to look in the room to make sure that I wasn't endangering myself, which I never was risked to doing. You need to have a program. I mean, I decided that sitting in that room that first couple of days, that I needed to understand how to deal with this because there was nothing that I was prepared for in my life. I reached into myself, I reached into my faith, and I built a schedule, and I lived by that schedule, and through the grace of God and the power of prayer. I mean, you know, you hear the cliches about I've been praying for you, the power of prayer is powerful. Well, it really is, and I felt it. I mean,
without a doubt. I'll tell you, Paul, we've got to go to quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we get back. We've got more from Paul Manafort, his book, Political Prisoner, right here. Stay right where you are.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You know, standing your ground, we're reminded that when you are a man of faith, you've got solid ground in which to stand on. And as Paul Manafort has been relating his story, this is what got him through, the shocking experience of, first of all, you know, as a dutiful citizen, you want to serve the country. And you find someone that you can get behind and you say, this is a revolutionary figure who is needed for this time and space in the name of Donald Trump. And I understand that some people, you know, didn't want to believe that. And I got to tell you, Paul, when I first heard about Donald Trump and I saw pictures, I began to see pictures of people surrounding him and praying for him. I talked to people that were in his inner circle. And I said, is this for real? I need to know as a man of faith myself that this is for real, that I can trust Donald Trump. And unequivocally, each person said he is legitimate. He is for real. And of course, then, as he continued to generate momentum and interest and, his message was carrying the day with, half of the money that Hillary Clinton was spending. You know, and for me, with my marketing background in that, I've always learned early on from my great mentors that in the absence of money, the message rules. And he who doesn't have the message must have lots of money. And Donald Trump, during that campaign of 2016, 2015, had the message that connected with the American people. And for you, you were guilty in believing that Donald Trump, against all odds, all the media, everybody just laughed. They thought it was an absolute joke that Donald Trump would be a serious contender for president of the United States, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. And part of the book, I talk about the campaign in 2015 and 16 and my role in it and some of the things that I learned along the way. But in 2015, when he first announced, I'd known Trump for 20 years. In fact, he was part of one of my original clients in the firm Black Manafort Stone that I had in the 1980s under Ronald Reagan's term. And when he announced, my cousins, who are blue-collar, working-class family of the private business in Connecticut, I started getting phone calls from them. They've never been involved politically, and they wanted to know about Donald Trump. And they were all engaged from the very beginning by his message. And that made me realize that Trump, I've known Trump in all the iterations of his 25 years that I'd known him. But this was a new one. And my partner at the time, Roger Stone, in the 1980s and 90s, always believed that Trump had the ability to be a very credible messenger and candidate for president. And when in 2015, when he announced, and my cousins started to respond the way they did, I started making some phone calls around it. I realized the message that attracted me was attracting millions of people in the country. And I believe from the very beginning that unless the system could derail him, that he would win the election. And of course, I got involved in the campaign because the system tried to derail him and use the rules against him. And even though he was winning the primaries, deny him delegates. And I talk about all that in the book.
And this is some of the things, so important in your book that you document, Paul, that people have forgotten or that was underreported, because we know, MRC clearly reported and accounted for all the reporting that was done on Donald Trump, 95% at least, if not more than that. But we can round the number and just keep it safe and give them the benefit of the doubt. But 95% of that which was reported on Donald Trump was negative. How do you do that?
The way he was able to overcome that was because he was speaking directly to the American people and using the tools of social media against social media. I sort of laugh when I tell the story, but I mean, Trump was a one-man band as far as politics. He was the candidate. He was the communications director. He was the strategist. He was the pollster. He was the speechwriter. I mean, he had all of these skills. I mean, that usually you have a whole team of people involved in a campaign to conduct. And he got it. And his point was very simple. The American people are tired of being misled by Washington politicians. And he ran against the establishment. He called it the swamp, but it was the establishment, and it was including Republicans. He ran against Democrats and Republicans, claiming that they forgot why they were sent to Washington and that he would not forget. And that was a message that the American people were ready for, especially after after the Obama years, where they were sold so many lies. And he used the social media and just super. I mean, in the book I talk about, he's the only candidate I've ever seen take on the Pope and win. and he did when the Pope went, got into politics and criticized him on his border position. And he was gentle about it, but he pushed back. And he won that argument. I mean, because his message was what was carrying, and unlike what the media was trying to say of his personality.
Paul, a lot of people have heard over and over again from the mainstream media that Donald Trump lies. But what we see, and people that have supported Donald Trump over the years, has witnessed the truth. Not a saint, not anybody that's perfect. Nobody's perfect here. But when it came to policy, when it came to public policy and the interests of the American people, Donald Trump clearly led the charge, and this is why he could stand against the Pope and other forces. Now, based on what you knew, you know, from the inside and your political background and everything, do you think Donald Trump maybe underestimated the depth of the deep state?
Well, yeah, we all underestimated the depth of it because no one could believe that our constitutional rights would be stampeded the way the Obama administration and then the left stampeded them. I mean, to make impeachment just a tool of everyday politics at Capitol Hill, you know, no one ever expected the situation to get to that degree. But because the media was so involved and engaged on the side of the left, they were able to do that. And so you can't expect that kind of thing. But in the end of the day, what Donald Trump believed, and I still believe, and he does too, is that by communicating, the American people will get it. And you see that today. The American people, I mean, Donald Trump is accused of lying when he said, if you elect Biden, $2 gas is going to look like a good deal. Well, today it's $5 in climbing and it's $7 in California.
Exactly.
He was called a liar. He was called a liar when he said that. But the message was one of truth. And today the American people see that. And so it proves the predicate. And that's what the American people see, is that he doesn't lie when he's talking about the consequence of programming and the left's goal of using to trying to do everything they can to curb our rights for their power needs.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the latest big lie has to do with the 2020 election and Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 mules, even though Bill Barr may have poo-pooed it. I think that Bill Barr really suffered some credibility in his response to that. He didn't offer any kind of intelligent response. It was more of a beltway bureaucratic response than it would, or should have come from an attorney general, a legal official who to write off what happened in the 2020 elections so casually, I think is not fair to the American people. It doesn't serve his position and his experience well, in my humble opinion.
Well, I mean, I just find it ironic, and I refuse to give them standing to make the arguments on January 6th, those people who for 4 years refused to accept the results of the 2016 election and tried to bring down a president based on what they knew was a lie. And now here they are talking about the threat of democracy of January 6th to use impeachment as a tool the way they did against Trump. I mean, it's total hypocrisy, and only because the left is on board with the media are they able to perpetrate the lie. But guess what? The American people are too smart for it. They get it.
They're figuring it out, that's for sure. Paul Manafort has been with us. His book, Political Prisoner, will be available. It's available now for pre-order. It comes out on August the 16th, and we look forward to having him back. Paul, thank you. God bless.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a quarter of a million high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brittany Griner made a public appearance in a Russian courtroom Monday. Russian officials set a date for her trial for allegedly smuggling drugs through a Moscow airport. The criminal trial was set for Friday, and she was ordered to remain in custody for the duration of the criminal trial. She could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. G7 countries are set to conclude the three-day summit with an agreement to focus on the rising challenges posed by China. They're set to issue a communique Tuesday that outlines an approach to confronting Beijing over economic policies and human rights issues. 1 in 10 U.S. homes sold in America for the first quarter of 2022 was flipped or bought with the intention of selling, the highest level since the year 2000. NASCAR racing will be in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin this weekend. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. David Horowitz is going to join us in a few moments. He's the conservative author of I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. Also, he's got a new pamphlet out. It is called The Progressive Threat. It lays bare the anti-American, anti-capitalist agenda of the far-left Biden administration. It's socialist theft, it's sovereignty, destroying border policies, it's pro-crime mentality, it's identity politics obsession, and it's outright sinister stupidity. It is exactly as your eyes are seeing it, though the media and Joe Biden himself would want you to believe that it's just your lying eyes. It's really not the case. I mean, he repeatedly comes on television and says things that are just, you know, round pegs and square holes. It just doesn't make sense. I mean, your policies do not support what you're telling us. I mean, he insists that he's been the best, job creating president ever. Well, you know, what a lie, because we're not even at net zero yet from all the jobs that we lost during COVID. These jobs that are coming back are, are jobs that are as a result of, all the restrictions and getting on the other side of the disaster, as we known as the pandemic. And Joe Biden is, putting claim to it. I know it's shocking, right? I mean, how does that make any kind of sense whatsoever? But it does only when you think that, Joe Biden must be just an incredible egomaniac.
to the point that, you know, you just can't blame it on any kind of, you know, mental, you know, deception or mental discrepancy, that it's just outright. I mean, you know, he's had a career of lying. I mean, keep in mind, you know, two previous times when he ran for president, he was basically self-canceled because he lied about certain things that, you know, really involved just outright plagiarism. And so it was so embarrassing, he just had to kind of tuck tail and walk away. And here we are all these years later, you know, bringing him back, really. I mean, you know, people have such a short memory, but that's, you know, that's the way, that's the environment of politics, is that people don't remember. And because they don't remember, history repeats itself, or even worse yet, it gets worse, right? Because somehow people become so delusional about this big lie, they actually believe the lie. And, you know, here we are, we're stuck in this situation right now that we're stuck in, where policies clearly run up against, you know, the obvious. You know, you reap what you sow. You know, if you present policies and you enforce and support policies that are good for all concerned, you know, as they say in the vernacular, that good policies makes for good politics. Well, we don't have good politics right now because the policies are lousy. And this is why Joe Biden's approval is in the tank. This is why the left is so clearly exposed on all things that have to do with our economy, the inflation, our open borders. I mean, it's just incredible the amount of fentanyl and danger that's going, you know, right across the borders with impunity. And attorney generals, people who we've elected into office that are supposed to be protecting our national security, not to mention the president of the United States, job one, national security. It's the worst. And I don't know why people are surprised, because he's following the lead of Barack Obama. Barack Obama wasn't great at national security. I mean, there was clearly a different agenda, this idea of the fundamental transformation of America, which is what Joe Biden is doing. You know, part due is this, you know, progressive agenda that is crippling our economy, because they're trying to destroy everything. This is all on purpose. It's not by accident. You destroy the economy, you destroy everything about this country, you bring it to its knees, and then in typical Democratic Party form, they come in, they're the ones that created the mess, and they come in, hey, well, you know, if you elect us, we'll save you. Oh, wait a minute, you're going to save us from the very mess you created, right? How does that make any sense? But, you know, the mainstream media and others are making sure that we are not aware of what's going on. You know, it's all sleight of hand. It's all a delusion, so that, you know, somehow. And I don't know what the mainstream media is going to gain out of this other than, I don't know, their own ego or whatever. Because, I mean, they're doing this to their own families and themselves. Unless somehow they think that they're going to be amongst the last men standing, you know, the elites. But let me tell you, the elites are the elites. They're not the working class of the media. But the working class of the media, because they need a job, they got to go along with it, right? And they got to go along with this lie and the perpetuation of this propaganda that is being thrust on the American people to try to lead us to believe that all is well and under control. But we know better. All we have to do is just go about our daily lives, whether it's to go buy gas or go to a grocery store, and you say, wait a minute, there is something clearly abnormal about all this. And it doesn't square up with what Joe Biden is telling us. Okay? And, you know, if you want to continue to believe Joe Biden, I believe it's at your own peril, because he's not been a credible individual. When you look over the span of his career, and it's amazing how people say now, they go, well, we always knew he was a progressive. When he always knew he was progressive, he didn't say anything, you know, during the campaign. Everybody was quite quiet. Well, of course, they were kept quiet and squashed down. But, you know, it's all like, oh, well, we're really not surprised Joe Biden's doing this. Well, but here he is. He's doing this, and he's got a stranglehold on this country with a, you know, and it's kind of amazing. It's a small minority of people. It's the progressive on the left, the AOCs, that are really, you know, they're flying the plane here, ladies and gentlemen. And what they're doing to our country and leaving us so vulnerable, it's pretty scary stuff. And you got to know that this red wave that is being predicted, I'm cautiously optimistic about it, by the way, just so you know. I don't trust the Democrats, anybody that would cheat and steal and do what they did in 2020. Do you think all of a sudden they're going to come clean and allow a free and fair election to take place in the midterms? You better forget it, you know. And I've cautioned all my Republican friends and those who are in positions to know better is that they do better, that we don't get caught by surprise. And I say we, the American people, because to me, I don't know about you, but I've had it with this political stuff. As I mentioned earlier, this two-party system. This two-party system is set up so that we would be contentious. You've got the left against the right. You know, you got to have that as opposed to just saying, hey, look, we're Americans. We know the American dream. We believe in the American dream. This is what we want. And, of course, there's always going to be people on the sides, the lunatic fringe on both sides, that don't get it. But that's okay. You know, we can manage that if we're aware of it. But we still, you know, what helps us manage it is if we're focused on first principles. What's most important about the American dream and the American way of life? And it starts with liberty. Okay? Anything that compromises liberty, man, we put that out. You know, that's just not going to, you know, we're not going to get too far down the road in anything that challenges the liberty that's enshrined in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. That's intolerable. It just can't happen. Okay. And so all the other principles, which are not major, it's kind of like what Michael Bustler, Dr. Michael Bustler, had outlined earlier this week. You know, four major principles. These are building blocks on which our government can sit on and hold up against all these antithetical forces, because you're going to have them. But having a Democratic Party and a Republican Party that is designed for conflict, you know, there's just something wrong from the get-go. You know, we need a political force that brings us together as Americans. You know, we're about the United States of America. We may differ on the process, but the destination is still the same. Right? I mean, that's what we understand, that the American way of life, the American dream, it is still the same regardless. But this is what Americanism is about. This is about the unity of we the people, not the disunity of two parties that are whipped up by the media and by political interest that, you know, they love all this because, you know, for them it's about fundraising. Because their whole dictum is about getting reelected. And the only way to get reelected is you got to have money. And the only way you get money is by creating conflict, right? You create conflict, then you send out all the emails, you collect money, and you get reelected, and the beat goes on. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, when you think about, first of all, you think about God, okay, above all. But you also can't help but think about the people that believe in God and the foundational principles of this country, that we were a country blessed by God. Ordained by God. Boy, I'll tell you, we lose hope when we forget those founding principles. But I believe hope is coming back, and look forward to great things just around the corner as they're starting to be pronounced right now. And we'll talk later more about that. But it's always encouraging to talk with David Horowitz. He is the Freedom Center founder, the author of the book, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. He's been sounding the alarm about these issues, about the problem. But, you know, we still need to be aware, David Horowitz, that it is a war that we are confronting, a war for our families, a war for our culture, the war for the American way of life and this great American ideal, right?
Yeah. I've written another book called The Enemy Within, mm-hmm. which is about the Democrat Party. Let me just say something about your opening remark. As you know, I'm an agnostic, so I wrestled mm-hmm. with this issue of how key belief in a creator is to the American system of democracy, the constitutional system, that we our rights are derived from a divine source so that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris can't take them away. That's fundamental. And I settled this for myself years ago. I remain an agnostic. I just don't know. That's great, but I'm not an atheist. I think that's another kind of faith. But you have to have respect for religious belief. And it's obvious the Democrat Party has nothing but contempt for religious people. That makes it very dangerous. Also, the Democrat Party is a criminal party. And they're a wrecking crew around our basic founding documents and ideas. You know, this abortion, whatever your position on abortion is, you know, if you'll notice, the Democrats, the and that pro-abortion crowd doesn't even deal with the arguments or the fake arguments at all. Even supporters of abortion have seen that Roe and said, and very famous ones like John Hart Ely, that the reasoning, the constitutional reasoning in Roe is completely made up. There's no exactly. right to privacy in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. There's no fundamental constitutional right to abortion. If you want to make that a universal right, you have to pass laws in the legislatures. But the Democrat leadership, as you know, I went through the 60s as a radical.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst and stupidest of my radical colleagues were not as bad and stupid as the Democrat leadership. We have Maxine Waters saying to hell with the Supreme Court. You have Elizabeth Warren, because the Supreme Court made a decision that she didn't like. She has no argument, actually, with the actual decision. They don't even mention it. She doesn't like the result. And she says that delegitimizes the court. And then you have them talking about packing the court, which would destroy the independence of the judiciary, make it appendage of the legislature. So our country is in dire straits right now because one major party is an anti-American party. And everything the Democrats have done shows that. Look, I mean, they've so abused the impeachment process. They're going to try to impeach Trump for the third time. There have only been four impeachments in the history of the United States. Two of them are already on Trump on bogus charges. This shows no respect for due process. That's the whole idea. People disagree. People are going to get weird ideas and go to extremes when they disagree. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to have a set of principles that everybody is bound by. But evidently, these young people, went to Harvard and Yale or wherever they went, and were just taught to hate America, not to understand it. It's really quite scary. Watching those crowds twerking in protest.
I know. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
These are just juvenile delinquents.
Mm-hmm. situation, David. It's the base.
Yeah, I agree with you that we're on the cusp of a recovery. People are finally, Americans are very well-meaning and conservatives are so willing to give the benefit of the doubt to people that actually want to destroy them. Mm-hmm. I always think of this, their position is that the Democrats are soft on crime. They're not soft on crime. They're pro-crime. When you see 100 black hoodlums looting a Macy's or a Neiman Marcus, to them, that's reparations. When you see anybody looting, it's socialist redistribution of income. They think it's fine. Mm-hmm. You can't understand these prosecutors that Soros has put up who are letting criminals run riot over law-abiding citizens unless you understand that to them, Democrats are racist. They think that most criminals are black. And they're criminal because of oppression, which is idiotic. So that's the danger. And I wish Republicans would, when the Democrats do something that's criminal, I wish they would point that out and use the word criminal to describe
exactly.
it. You know, the Democrats have no compunction about calling us insurrectionists, traitors, racists, white supremacists. It's just terrible. We have to be tough.
Well, Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, you and this is what Donald Trump did for a while, showing, Republicans what to do. I mean, here in Florida right now, David, Val Demings is running, against Marco Rubio, and she's running an ad campaign, talking about, how defunding police was, in a sense that she was always about, funding police, not defunding police. Wait a minute. You were associated with the Democratic Party. You were part of the leadership. In fact, you were even part of that faux impeachment thing. And you're flat out lying to the people here in Florida, claiming that you are pro-law enforcement. You came out of law enforcement.
But you use the term. She's a liar. And Republicans have to do it. The Republicans want to save their enemies from embarrassment. It's ridiculous. Come on, people.
Right.
This is a war for the survival of the country. Just terrible.
Yeah. And this is what it's coming down to, is that it takes courage. And right now, I mean, like one of the things we talked about before you came on with us is that this two-party system, or maybe two-and-a-half-party system that we've got, is designed for antagonism. We need to get rid of it and have a party system that is focused on we the people. Americans, not Democrats, not Republicans, about America, about those founding principles. What policies promote the founding principles as enumerated quite clearly in the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution? That doesn't require two parties. And right now, we've got one party that's gone off the reservation. God only knows where they're at. And as far as I'm concerned, if that's where they want to go, let them stay. Let's move on and let's get congealed around a unified idea and concept that will bring us together.
Well, right now we're living in the early stages of a fascist state. The way those people from January 6th are being treated is fascist.
Yes.
To put Peter Navarro, a presidential advisor, who committed no crime, just refused to accept the subpoena, to put him in leg irons, this white-haired, brilliant man. I forget the other guy they did it to, but it's just...
Well, Manafort.
This is,
yeah.
Well,
right.
But then there's a recent one. They did it with... they arrested... Oh, they confiscated John Eastman's phone without a warrant.
Yes, exactly. Was that amazing? Unbelievable what they did to him. And it's all on tape. Right.
Yeah. Our side is not using the language required to fight this battle. That's what disturbs me. In fact, I watch very articulate conservative spokesmen, even on this abortion issue. The first thing they do is they make the best case that these anti-Supreme Court, these people who want to destroy the Supreme Court, they make the best case of, why they're shocked. And they have no business being shocked. This was a 50-year effort. If you read, I actually wrote about it in my book, Dark Agenda. If you read the decisions and you read the commentaries, this was bound to be overturned because it's fake.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg said as much as well. And, of course, I want to remind everybody that, as I mentioned earlier before you came on, David, is that your new pamphlet, Progressive Threat, bears the anti-American, anti-capitalist agenda of the far-left Biden administration. How can they get their hands on it? We got about 20 seconds left.
Okay, you go to frontpagemagazine.com or frontpagemag.com. I think this is the best, condensed analysis of what the left is about, and it starts with the outlaw mentality. And there's also my favorite chapter in it is the unbearable lightness of Bernie.
Gotta leave it there. David Horowitz, you're awesome. Thank you, buddy.
That some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be. Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated?